The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and a very good evening to you. We welcome you to the Barnett Center on the campus of Northern State University in Aberdeen, where tonight we bring you coverage of the semifinal round of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament on KPLO. Two local teams will vie for a berth in the State B Championship game tomorrow night as the White River Tigers take on the Lower Brule Sioux. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock, Venture Communications, and the Jet Lanes. Coverage of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament on KPLO is also brought to you by Potsba Agency State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of White River from the State B Boys Basketball Tournament brought to you by the Dakota Prairie Bank, the Wigwam, Roundup Bar and Grill, Cherry Todd Electric, Krogman Law Office, and Sweet Spot America. Coverage of the Lower Brule Sioux at the State B Boys Basketball Tournament brought to you by Dunes Golf, Room and Ag, Riverview Chevrolet and Bobcat, the Golden Buffalo Casino, C&B Operations of Chamberlain by the Dakota Indian Foundation, Car Swap, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram by the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe, KWO Trading Post, the First Dakota National Bank of Chamberlain, Byrie Brothers, Chamberlain Ready Mix, and Bowie Foods. And also, the broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. For the third year in a row, White River and Lower Brule will play here at this State B Basketball Tournament 2021. They played for fifth place. That was won 74-72 by Lower Brule. You can not forget that semifinal matchup we had for you last year on Friday night. 86-83 in three overtimes. Lower Brule defeated White River and played DeSmet in the championship game last year. The winner of this game will move on to the championship game tomorrow night. They'll take on the winner of Aberdeen Christian and DeSmet. That game is scheduled to tip off at around 7:45. We would like to mention, folks, that we have live video and audio on our website, drgnews.com, as we will have that for you for the remainder of this state basketball tournament. It's on the KPLO page at drgnews.com. And for full coverage of the high school boys basketball championships and for updated brackets, scores, and photos, visit sdpb.org/basketball. All of the games will be broadcast live as well on television, Class AA on SDPB 1 TV, Class A on SDPB 3 TV, and the Class B tournament is on SDPB 2 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDHoops23. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. Lots to talk about in our pregame show brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. The state tournament's continued play in the consolation semifinal brackets this afternoon in all three state tournaments in Rapid City, here in Aberdeen, and in snowy Sioux Falls. And we'll talk about what happened this afternoon and what's going to happen this evening at all of the state tournaments as our pregame show continues. Let's take a three-minute break and return. This is coverage of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament from KPLO.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I could call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See Beth Eliason and Gregory, Potsdam State Farm and Pier, or visit insuredwithbecky.com.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
At Titan Machinery, they know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original. CNH Industrial genuine parts. For CNH Industrial genuine parts, visit your area Titan Machinery location.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at venturecom.net.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
The Barnett Center at the campus of Northern State University in Aberdeen as we get ready for this semifinal matchup in front of a very good crowd that continues to file in here to the Barnett Center. We expect it to be rocking here. White River and Lower Brule playing for the third year in a row in the state tournament. The consolation semifinals of the AA this afternoon at the Monument in Rapid City. It was Harrisburg knocking off Sioux Falls, Washington, 65-55. Pierre rebounded from a loss to Mitchell that came last night. They bounce back and defeat Sioux Falls Roosevelt for the second time this season, 56-46 with the final score in that ball game. Tonight's matchup out west, these are 7 o'clock Central Time and 8:45 Central Time scheduled tip-off. Sioux Falls Jefferson, the number one seed, takes on Yankton. Sioux Falls Washington, the number two seed, takes on Yankton. In the A tournament going on in Sioux Falls at the Denny Sanford Premier Center, Hot Springs was defeated by Sioux Valley. It was Sioux Valley, the number four seed, that got upset yesterday. They defeat Hot Springs 65-52. St. Thomas More, who was defeated at the buzzer by Elk Point Jefferson, a game that was the final seconds of that game was the play of the day on ESPN. The buzzer beater that Elk Point Jefferson had to defeat St. Thomas More 53-50. Well, St. Thomas More comes back, and head coach David Hollenbeck picks up his 500th career coaching win, 65-57, as St. Thomas More defeats Mount Vernon Plankinton. Tonight, the number one seed Dakota Valley takes on Hamlin, and Elk Point Jefferson takes on third seed Sioux Falls Christian. In the B tournament this afternoon, the consolation semifinals, Castlewood rebounds and defeats Faith 59-49. Ethan defeated by Byberg Hurley. Byberg Hurley comes back in the end and defeats Ethan 56-42. Tonight, of course, Lower Brule versus White River. That is a 6 o'clock tip-off at 7:45. Second seed, Aberdeen Christian takes on defending state champion DeSmet. That will be the 7:45 tip-off here at the Barnett Center. We had the opportunity earlier to talk to both of our head coaches. It is the Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam. And after we take a 3-minute break, we will talk to Eldon Marshall of the White River Tigers. This is coverage to the semifinals of the State B-Boys Basketball Tournament from KPLO.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the STHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
State basketball tournament time, and that usually means South Dakota is in for more winter weather, but it also means that spring is not far away and that the golf season will be here before we know it. Congratulations to all Central South Dakota SODEC 16 winners from Dunes Golf in Fort Pierre, and good luck in the state tournament. Dunes Golf, 1 mile north of Fort Pierre on Highway 1806. Find info at golfdunes.com. They're taking applications for clubhouse attendance. Call Colin at 605-222-3867.
This broadcast of high school sports is brought to you by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support the area youth in all their school athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you've been looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, contestants, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag, Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
When it comes to expert technicians who know compact equipment and the same parts and fluids used on the Bobcat assembly line, come to Riverview Power Sports, I-90 exit 260 in Owacoma. They will pick up and deliver and have a mobile service truck to come to you. Get financing as low as 0% on select compact equipment. Some restrictions apply. All roads lead to the Riverview family in Owacoma for the service, sales, and satisfaction you deserve on Bobcat equipment, Chevrolet vehicles, along with Sylvan and Smoker Craft boats.
Here at the Barnett Center, our Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam, and we had a little glip at the beginning, but here is our conversation with head coach of the White River Tigers, Eldon Marshall.
Lead again and control the tempo in the fourth quarter.
And going out I think that 18 years in a row that you made the state tournament makes a difference to me. Making shots on Thursday early is a big thing, and then as you go out and you were able to withstand the runs and all of that as part been there, done that kind of a situation where I think they got a little bit rattled the first half.
Yeah, that experience you like to think always helps you. You know, it hasn't always been the case. You know, we think we come in, we've been here before, but you know, sometimes it just doesn't happen. So I felt our guys were locked in, were focused, and they believe in themselves, they believe in each other, and they believe in the team. So hopefully that'll carry over to tonight.
And you had at different times, you know, Joe did his thing, Nick did his thing, but there were times where TJ did some good things for you, Gavin hit some big shots for you, even McKenzie in the second half did some things. And you know, this is a ball club, you know, as I've seen your teams over the years play together as well as any of them.
Yeah, and you know, throughout the year we've had to have guys step up and improve, and throughout the year, and that's what we every day they come to practice, and focusing on that, improving, getting better, a little bit better every day. And you know, McKenzie, Gavin, TJ, Logan Wright, they've all done that, and we're going to continue to need them to do that in the next couple of days.
You build up a pretty nice rivalry with Lower Brule, third time you played them in a state tournament in as many years. They're a team that is built a lot like you guys are. They play very well together. They've got to hit shots, but they rely on their defense to get the job done. You know, with three overtimes last year, how's this one going to play out?
Yeah, you know, we know each other very well. We know that defensively they will bring pressure and they make you uncomfortable, you know, and we got to do a better job of dealing with that pressure and just being smart and playing our game, playing basketball, and working for the best shot possible. And I know our guys have been really working on that and focusing on that, and they're ready to go.
Another situation, though, when you stress defense and with the pressure that you guys play, neither team's real deep. And to me, it looks like that you've got to stay out of foul trouble. There's a line between defensive pressure the way it should be and getting in foul trouble. And I think both teams are going to ride that line here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Every night we ride that line, But like I said, we've had guys step up and improve. So we do have a couple guys like Logan Wright and even Tegan Bowman, they can come in and contribute any way possible. So we're hoping to stay out of foul trouble. That's always the goal. But, if we do, because we're working hard on defense, then so be it. We have guys that can step in and contribute.
And that was the other thing I was going to mention. You have been able to, from when we started seeing you late in December, early in January at the Jones County Tournament, your bench has gotten a lot better. And you can rely on these kids, and they were able to come out and do some things.
Yeah, definitely. And also, throughout the year, you'll face injuries and illness and whatnot. So we've dealt through that. I have guys deal, every team deals with that. And, right now I feel like we're peaking right now. And hopefully, as a team, we come together and we're playing our best basketball right now.
And I think this is a type of ball game where you can say, well, we expect them to do that and we're going to adjust maybe here or there, but it's really not. It's going to be a situation where I think both these teams know who they are. And it's just a matter of going out and going to work tonight.
Yeah, and everything that we worked on all year, we're hoping that to do everything just a little bit better, tonight. And, not only individually, but as a team, of course, moving the ball offensively, staying out of foul trouble defensively, rebounding, getting back on defense because they like to push it, So we know what we need to do. It's just a matter of going out and believing in ourselves and doing it.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, Eldon Marshall, the White River Tigers, part one of our keys to success. And we're back with more after this on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Part two of our coaches interviewed. We're talking to Brian LaRoche Sr., head coach of the Lower Brule Sioux. It was a 62-55 win over Castlewood. Shot 75% in the first half. That was great, but your defense is what impressed me last night or yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, we took away the open shots this time. We contested all their shots, and we let the big guy kind of do his thing underneath, but we wanted to make sure they weren't knocking down threes on us, and I thought the boys did a pretty good job on it.
You gave up a few offensive rebounds. If you look at the final stat sheet, you did get out rebounded, but all in all, like you say, you defended the perimeter. They had another scorer that normally averages 18 points a ball game. He only got 6 yesterday afternoon, and that speaks of the defensive effort that you guys had.
Yeah, it was definitely a good team defense last night, and the boys were making sure they saw the kickouts and the corners are main threat, and I thought the boys defended that well.
You guys take on White River again for the third year in a row. To me, being a Central South Dakota guy that's covered this for a long time, I think it speaks well of the program that both you and Coach Marshall have, doing good things and making the state tournament. It speaks well of the work that you guys are putting in.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It's just letting the boys play and have fun and letting them enjoy the game of basketball. And they get to show it off on a state tournament. Well, it speaks for itself.
You guys, I think White River is a team that plays very well together. You guys are a team that play very well together. It should make for an exciting game here. How do you feel things are going to sort out? Because I don't think this is a game where you make adjustments. I think this is where you just go out and try to execute the other team.
You're right. You just go out and play your best. This is what you prepared for all season, so you got to show up.
We had dinner after the game. We run into you guys and got to converse with you a little bit, and I asked, okay, how do you prepare for, the next day of basketball? And you guys went and played laser tag. That's the type of group that you guys have. They have fun together.
Yeah, and it's just you know, hanging out with each other, having fun. I mean, not stressing anything. I mean, everybody around us pretty much probably stress a lot, you know, and family members and fans, and you know, that's why I don't put no stress on them, you know, and I don't dwell on the next game or that game we're playing. Just make them, you know, enjoy their time. And that's what it's all about, I think, you know, so they don't have nothing to worry about.
Yep, this is a good crew you've got. Appreciate you taking the time. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Brian LaRoche, senior head coach of the Lower Brule Sioux. 21-3 is Lower Brule this season. They earned the number one seed of this State B basketball tournament. Time for starting lineups. Brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics for the White River Tigers, the number five seed in the State B. And one guard, Nick Marshall, a 6'1 junior. He had 21 points in the ball game against Faith yesterday. Mackenzie Wyke, a 5'8 sophomore, with 4 points yesterday. Joe Seiler, the 6'4 senior. He had 24 points yesterday afternoon. Gavin Fulkers, a 6'3 senior, with 3 points. TJ Barrett, the 6'4 senior, starting at center for White River. He had 6 points in the contest yesterday afternoon, which turned out to be a 72-56 victory over Faith. White River wound up shooting 28 of 51 from the field. They shot 55% and did out-rebound Faith 27-21 and had just 9 turnovers in that win over the Longhorns yesterday. White River enters the ball game again as the number 5 seed. With a record of 20-4, their head coach is Eldon Marshall. For the Lower Brule Sioux, at one guard, Lane Gray, the 6-foot sophomore. He had 6 points yesterday afternoon. Brian LaRoche, a 6'1 senior, is the other guard. 15 points in the contest yesterday. Gavin Thigh, a 5'11 senior. Thigh, 10 of 13 from the field in the ball game. He did not miss in the first half. He had 34 points yesterday. E.J. Londo with 4 points in the ballgame. He is a 6'3 senior starting at one forward. Tayshawn Batiste, a 6'4 senior, he gets the start at center and scored just 5 points, but he did a good job defensively on the inside as the Lower Brule got the victory over Castlewood, 67-55. Lower Brule shot 75%, 15 of 20 from the field in the first half, wound up shooting 57% in the ball game. They enter the game this afternoon, this evening, with a record of 21-3. Their head coach is Brian LaRoche, Sr. Finally, in our pregame, the announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials this evening are Jeremy Michelson, Ross Effling, and Chad Gordon. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. This has been the pregame brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Our tip-off is next. This is coverage of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament from KPLO.
Gift cards are great things to give as gifts. But when someone tells you you need to use a gift card to pay for something you owe, like utilities, taxes, and other fees, red flags should go off and it should cause you to stop and think. Most legitimate companies will never tell you to pay with a gift card. Before you go to purchase these gift cards, please call Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986 and let them check things out for you so you're not out of your hard-earned money.
Hello, here's to welcoming moments, big and small, embracing the unexpected, savoring life. At Avera, our nationally recognized health system will be right here with you, ready for anything. We listen to your goals and help you achieve them with care and coverage. We'll move you forward through sickness and health and every milestone in between. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/forward.
Congratulations to the Lower Brule Sioux boys basketball team on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. The Golden Buffalo Casino is a proud sponsor of the Lower Brule Sioux and this broadcast on 94.5 KPLO. Everyone at the Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of your accomplishments this season and wish you the best of luck in the Boys Class B State Tournament. Play hard and make us proud, boys. From your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule.
C&B Operations, your John Deere dealer in Chamberlain, appreciates the many young people and educators who are role models and leaders in high schools, universities, and technical schools. They're glad to support students enrolled in sports and other student activities. These students are the future of agriculture. C&B works to exceed their customers' expectations and be your John Deere dealer for tomorrow, always involved in local communities. Go to DeereEquipment.com, see how they can help you with your farming operation. C&B Operations in Chamberlain, doing what it takes to make your farming operation more productive and efficient.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
The Dakota Indian Foundation and Dakota Plains Gallery and Gift Shop are pleased to support the Lower Brule Sioux basketball games here on KPLO. We're proud of your dedication and achievements and how you represent the Lower Brule Nation. Good luck, and be sure to stop by the newly remodeled Dakota Plains Gallery and Gift Shop located on Main Street in Chamberlain, where we feature authentic Native American gifts. Ask about the scholarship program and visit us online, dakotaindianfoundation.net. Join us in preserving the culture of the Great Sioux Nation.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at carswapchrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
The Lower Brule Sioux Tribe is a proud sponsor of the Lower Brule Sioux and this broadcast on 94.5 KPLO. Congratulations to the Lower Brule Sioux boys basketball team on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. We're proud of your accomplishments this season and wish you the best of luck in the boys' Class B state tournament. Play hard and make us proud, boys, from your biggest fans at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go Tigers! Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is a proud sponsor of Lower Brule Sioux Boys Basketball. Congratulations on an outstanding season. The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is the place to stop for fuel. Needing a snack? They've got them. And pick up hot food items from the kitchen Monday through Friday from 8 to 8. That's the KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Play hard and make us proud, boys.
Let's celebrate. What a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
School basketball coming your way tomorrow on stations of the DRG Media Group as we bring you the final day of the high school basketball season on River 92.7. We will have coverage of the Consolation Championship of the AA tournament tomorrow afternoon. It is a 2:45 scheduled tip-off Central Time, 2:15 with the pregame. Brian Oakland is at Summit Arena at the Monument. then he will have the call of that contest. Again, 2:15 with the pregame tomorrow. We will have both the third place game and the championship game from this year's State B basketball tournament on KPLO. We'll be on the air around 5:45 with our pregame of the third place game. We'll roll right into the state championship game as well. The winner of this game will play the state championship, and the loser of this contest here this evening will play for third place tomorrow. And of course, the other side of this bracket features the Aberdeen Christian Ball Club that comes in as a number two overall seed. They take on the defending State B champion, DeSmet. And we expect a big crowd, a bigger crowd than we have here, which is near capacity at the Barnett Center. This place will be rocking here. A little bit of snow and road conditions, just like everywhere else in South Dakota. I'm sure if folks are going to be late arriving to this contest, it should be a fun one here this evening. This first game this evening should be a blast. We're glad you're joining us for our coverage of regional high school basketball and the State B Boys basketball tournament. And before we do work, let's pause for station identification. This is coverage of the State B Boys basketball tournament from KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pierre Fort Pierre. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Jeremy Michelson puts it up, and it is controlled by White River, but a swing and a miss. That was kind of a high throw by Mr. Michelson, who is a Central South Dakota official. He's done a lot of contests, and I can give him grief about that because I can't, as White River controlled the tip, but Lower Brule steals it away. It's brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma. Let them order the Bobcat compact equipment that works for you. When it comes to travel, work, and fun, Riverview is the name to go for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com as White River steals the ball away. Here's Gavin Fulkers with a three, and it's good. Gavin Fulkers gives White River the early lead, 3-0, as Lower Brule works with it. Brian LaRoche Jr. on the wing left drives into the free throw circle. Pull-up jumper from 12 is no good. Deshaun Batiste with the offensive rebound. Kick to the corner. Three ball is money. That is Lane Gray. Both teams, and I mentioned it, shot a high percentage. I have never seen statistics handed to me like what I was given yesterday afternoon. Lower Brule shooting 75% from the field in the first half. White River shot close to 60% from the field in the first half. Here's Joe Seiler from deep. And that one is up no good. Rebound battled for, and it's out of bounds. And it will belong to Lower Brule. Minute gone here in the opening quarter. We are tied at three, as Lower Brule will inbound it and slowly work it across half court. I think this is where both of these teams will rest, as they bring the basketball inbound it and bring it up slowly across half court. And that's when the defensive intensity will crank up. Here's Gavin Thigh, runner from the baseline right side. It's no good. Rebound TJ Baird. And here comes White River as they'll push across half court. Nick Marshall, Gavin Fulkers back out to Marshall now, as Lower Brule over plane passing lanes. Here goes the skip pass. Mackenzie White on the wing right. High post Fulkers. He'll try to operate, but good position defense there. EJ Londo is there defensively for Lower Brule. Kick to the corner. A Fulkers three is short. Lower Brule will get the rebound. Long pass up the floor. LaRoche Jr. to the rim. Shot is good. Brian LaRoche Jr. scores the two and makes it a 5-3 lead for Lower Brule. 2 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. As Marshall crosses half court, Mackenzie White on the right sideline as he chases down an errant pass. 20 on the shot clock for the Tigers as they work here. White, high post, Fulkers, left side Marshall as he works on the wing, and they pay a lot of attention to wherever Joe Seiler is. In the lane, he'll pull up from 12, and the jumper's good. Joe Seiler with the two. That ties things at five. As up and down we go. Long pass inside. Londo had it, but nowhere to go with the basketball. He'll kick it out to LaRoche. The three won't go there. Gavin Thigh will steal the offensive rebound. And another opportunity here. Thigh will deal. Sends it out front. Here is Tayshawn Batiste. He gets rid of it. as he pushes it back to LaRoche on the right side. 20 on the shot clock for the Sioux. Plenty of time for them. Screen and roll with Batiste. He'll go to the rim. That shot is left short, and White River will come away with the rebound. 5-5 is our score. Just inside of 5 minutes remain in the opening quarter. The media timeout will come at the next dead ball. It will be Seiler who will work with the basketball at the top. Pardon me, Nick Marshall handles things at the Wolf logo. Holding the basketball. Shot clock at 15 as they wind down. To Wyke, back to Marshall. Marshall will drive, gets in traffic. Ball is lost. And White River with their first turnover of the contest. And here comes Lower Brule, a chance for them to get the lead back once again as we have seesawed back and forth here in this opening quarter. Here's Lane Gray up top. Lane Gray will drive, gets to the rim. He will draw a foul and will get free throws. Our first foul of the contest brings us to the media timeout. It's on T.J. Barrett. It will be his first personal foul, and it brings us to the media timeout. 4:20 remains in the opening quarter. We are tied at 5, and this is the semifinals of the State B from KPLO.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
Timeouts are brought to you by Actagra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actagra Cooperative today. We are nearly through the opening quarter. 4:20 remains in the period. We're tied at 5. Both teams with a turnover. We will see our first free throws of the contest as Lane Gray goes to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Gray with 6 points in the contest yesterday, and he puts the first of 2 free throws up and good. That gives Lower Brule the lead once again. It's a 6-5 score. White River led 3-0. Lower Brule tied it. Lower Brule got the lead at 5-3. White River tied that, and now Lower Brule back out in front by 2. 7-5, the Sioux have the lead. White River has the basketball as they cross half court. Nick Marshall to the corner, Gavin Folkers. In the corner, double coverage there. Now Seiler double team. Out front, ball spun away and stolen. White River with their second turnover, and here comes the Sioux. Gavin Thigh, 3-ball, no good. And that rebound bounce off long and goes out of bounds. And the ball will belong to the Tigers. We will not see full court pressure from either team so far, as the Tigers of White River in their road purple uniforms will walk the basketball across half court. Marshall, top of the key to the wing, Evanstein right. His first action of the contest. Baseline, Joe Seiler. Shot is good. Joe Seiler with 4 points in the ball game. We are tied once again, 7-7, as we work to 3.5 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. Semi-final round of the State B. Glad you're joining us tonight on KPLO. Here's Thigh once again. He'll try the step back, but good defense from Nick Marshall. Sue will move it around. 15 on the shot clock. They'll back it out front and reload it. Here's E.J. Londo with the step. He'll drive to the rim. Layup good. Caught the defense by surprise there. It looked like he was just going to back it out front and start over. Instead, he throws the basketball away. And Londo goes to the rim. Now White River throws the basketball away. Nick Marshall lost it. Then Lower Brule loses it. They give it back after they steal the basketball away, trying to fast break. The ball gets turned over. So the Tigers have the basketball once again. White River with 3 turnovers. Lower Brule with 2. And the Tigers working with it. Right side, right. Back to the top of the key. Now to the left side. A Nick Marshall three is offline and no good. Batiste with the defensive rebound. And here's Gavin Thigh on the move. Thigh will drive and kick. LaRoche from the left elbow. The jumper no good. Rebound pulled down by White River as Ebbestine Wright clears it. And here is Joe Seiler the other way. White River trailing by two. 2.5 minutes remain in the quarter. Seiler on the move, trying to draw the foul. Shot no good. Baptiste with the defensive rebound. He'll throw the basketball away as White River steals. And here's Seiler the other way, and the ball poked away from behind. Here, Gavin Thigh on the move to LaRoche Jr. Shot no good, but we'll have a foul called. And Ebbestine Wright picks up his first personal foul. So some transition on the part of both teams. Give credit to both defenses. They're prepared for what the other team wants to do. Both teams like to do that runoff, a runout off of that missed shot. And White River was back there to defend it. Here's Brian LaRoche Jr. at the free throw line to shoot two. The Tigers did Tigers and the Sioux both did a nice job from the free throw line in the contest yesterday. Lower Rule 9 of 12 from the stripe. They have made their first three free throw attempts to the first half here. And the second free throw, just as I say that, bounds off and no good for Brian LaRoche. A three-point lead for Lower Brule at 10-7. 2 minutes remain in the opening quarter. Here's Ebbestine Wright. Cross court, Nick Marshall. It looks like a box and one. They're definitely keeping track of Joe Seiler, but the defense is kind of go playing four on the other four in kind of a zone as they go down low to T.J. Barrett. He'll score the two for White River to make it 10-9. And it's back to a one-point ball game. Lower Brule across half court again slowly. Gavin Thigh with the dribble across half court to the left side as he will work against Nick Marshall. The step back and the long jumper. That is a long two that is up good by Gavin Thigh. 12-9. The Lower Brule lead at three. Here is White River from the corner. Folkers, three ball is no good. And the rebound to Brian LaRoche Jr. and now Gavin Thigh. And again, Lower Brule will slowly work it across half court as we roll to the minute mark of this opening quarter. Thigh to the move, on the move to the rim. Shot is no good. Seiler with the rebound. Thigh went down hard, and now at the other end, we're going to have a foul called. And E.J. Londo commits the personal just to kind of slow up the fast break opportunity. Gavin Thigh lost his glasses, had to retrieve those, and might need a moment to wipe those off and get ready to go, but he tells the official he's all right. And after that first team foul committed by Lower Brule, White River will inbound the basketball. 54 seconds remain in the quarter. Here is Marshall. Kicks to the corner, right with the three, and it's offline and no good. Rebound pulled down by Lower Brule, and they have done a good job on the glass, both offensively and defensively, here in the opening quarter. We'll see if Lower Brule tries to go two for one here, and they will back it out, and they'll try to chew up some time here in this opening quarter. It is Lane Gray. It is E.J. Londo. Londo gets to the rim, got stuffed, and that's a jump ball, and the basketball will belong to White River. So a turnover on Lower Brule and a good defensive play by the Tigers. It could have been called a travel as well. Ross Eveling on the baseline made the call, called it a jump ball, and put the shot clock off here. White River can do what they choose in the final seconds of the quarter. Here's Nick Marshall across the half-court stripe. The crossover on Lane Gray, but Gray with good position. Marshall brings it back out. 10 seconds remain in the quarter. Marshall again will shake, will bake, he'll drive, and he'll lose the basketball. Lower Brule has it. Long pass Londo, bounce pass LaRoche, and he has nowhere to go with it. And Lower Brule really does not get a shot off as the opening quarter comes to a close. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at darrenboylesales.com. It is 12-9 Lower Brule. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things. Ew. Just take a second to think about it. Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today. Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Of the South Dakota High School Boys Basketball Championship. For updated bracket scores and photos, visit sdpb.org/basketball. All the games broadcast live as well on television. The AA on SDPB 1 TV, the Class A on SDPB 3 TV, and the Class B tournament on SDPB 2 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDHoops23. Lower Brule with the basketball to start the quarter. Lob inside, Tayshawn Batiste with a miss inside, and as they battle for the rebound, we are going to have a foul called, and it is going to be whistled on Lower Brule. They're going to call it on Brian LaRoche Jr. That will be his first personal foul. We want to remind folks that we are streaming live video and audio at our website, drgnews.com, on the KPLO page. Yes, video on our website, drgnews.com. So if you have relatives from out of state, they can check us out at the State B. White River working inside. Again, they lose the basketball. That's 5 turnovers on the Tigers. And here is Lower Brule the other way. Leading by 3 at 12-9. LaRoche screen and roll with Batiste to the rim. Shot is up. Good! That basket will count, and a foul is called. They have ran that screen and roll time and time again here this weekend at the State B. But for the first time, Tayshawn Batiste with the hoop and the harm, and a chance at a 3-point play. The personal will be the second on TJ Barrett. And the N1 from Batiste is good. Tayshawn Batiste with 3 points. All 5 starters have already scored in this ballgame for Lower Brule. And the Sioux lead 15-9, a minute deep into quarter number 2. Here's Gavin Folkers for White River. On the wing left side as they go up top, Evastine right. Right will give it off to Nick Marshall. Marshall working out front against Lane Gray. That's been a fun matchup so far in this first half. Marshall will drive and fire. Shot no good. Rebound LaRoche. LaRoche has the ball knocked away. Are we going to have a foul? We will. It's on Nick Marshall. And that will be his first personal foul. Looked like it was really an errant pass if there wasn't contact and a foul. The foul will be on Nick. That will be his first and for White River. That will be their 4th team foul of this first half. Lower Brule has 2 team fouls, and now we had the horn blow, and I think what they're trying to do is, Mackenzie White was trying to check into the contest, but they say he got there late, and now we are good to go. The official goes over and chastises the scoreboard operator just a skosh. And Lower Brule will inbound the basketball. Gavin Thigh slowly works it across the half-court mark. As he brings the basketball up top, he will drive, gets down low, passes inside Batiste. Strong move in the lane. Shot is up, no good. He'll try to get his own rebound, and White River will steal it away. They'll try to run, but White River sees Lower Brule get back smartly. And the Tigers will have to reload the offense and go to work. 25 on the shot clock as they start here. It is Marshall at the point. Trying to get to Siler. E.J. Londo knows what gum he's chewing, folks, as they have been locked together all evening long. And here is White River again. Siler to the corner. Folkers, he is covered up. Back to the top of the key, Marshall. 5 on the shot clock. Marshall will drive. He'll have to force. The shot is up short. He'll get his own rebound. Now he's trapped in the corner. Joe Siler will come help him, and Siler faces a double team. They work it around the perimeter, and a whistle and a travel on TJ Barrett. Turnover for White River is number 6. And now Mackenzie White will check into the ballgame. TJ Barrett will check out. Both teams with their full complement of five timeouts. The media timeout, which here at the state tournament, we get one of those a quarter. I think that helps both of these teams, kind of gives them an opportunity to know what they want to do about halfway through the period. As Lower Brule again slowly works it across half court. That's where they rest as Thigh crosses the time stripe, goes give and go. He goes to the rim, puts that shot up too strong, and the rebound is pulled down by White River. Tigers will push and had numbers for a moment, but the Lower Brule does get back. Here is Marshall, right, Seiler. He'll split a double team and drive, forces a jumper from 15 and puts it home. Joe Seiler with 6 points, and he's had to earn those 6 points, folks. Lower Brule has played good defense here in this first half. Now White River with a little ball pressure out front. Lane Gray pushes it across half court to the corner. LaRoche Jr., the three ball is money. Ryan LaRoche Jr. drops the three to make it 18-11. Lower Brule, the lead seven. Here is a steal. And it is E.J. Londo to the rim. He'll lay it up and in. 20-11, Lower Brule. And White River will bring the basketball across the half-court stripe. Wyke will drive, almost loses a basketball, and then a foul out front on E.J. Londo. And that will bring us to the media timeout. 4:43 remaining until halftime. Lower Brule 20, White River 11. And we are back in 1 minute. Coverage of the semifinals of the State B-Boys Basketball Tournament will continue on KPLO.
Most people think because I'm, well, vertically challenged, that I never played high school basketball. I played guard for the O'Neill St. Mary's Cardinals. You just didn't see me guarding anyone over 6 foot. I'm R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gusta Ops and Bowie Foods. Former UCLA coach John Wooden put it best. There's no substitute for work. Worthwhile things come from hard work and careful planning. Good luck to the area coaches, players, and cheerleaders from the Gustop convenience stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the SDHSAA.
Remains in the second quarter. It is Lower Brule 20, White River 11. The winner of this contest will take on the winner of the second game this evening here in Aberdeen that features Aberdeen Christian. The number two seed taking on third seed DeSmet. DeSmet, the defending state B champion. White River or Lower Brule would love to have another opportunity to play for a state championship as goes Joe Seiler knocks down a jumper. I think that's good. I think that basket will count, but there's going to be a foul called as Jeremy Michelson works the other way, and a foul going to be called on White River. It's on Evanstein Wright. That will be his second. Count the bucket for Seiler. He has 8 points in the ballgame, and it is 20-13. And for White River, team foul number five of this first half. Again, slowly, Lower Brule brings it across half court, and that's something that White River has not tried to do, is force the tempo in this ballgame with their defense yet. We have not seen full court pressure from either team. Here is Londo, Thigh on the wing right side. Batiste will come out and set that screen. White River defends the screen and roll. Ball knocked free. It's loose. It is still loose. Loose some more. And finally, we are going to have a foul called. Mackenzie Wyke with the personal, and that will be his first. And that brings folks to their feet. Little contact in the backcourt, chasing after a loose basketball. It'll be team foul number six. And now White River is over the foul limit. Lower Brule will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Into the ballgame, Tate Elksoldier for Lower Brule. He'll check in. I think it was Lane Gray that checked out of the contest. And Lower Brule will work out front. Here is Thigh, the pull-up jumper for three. And that one is up short. It goes out of bounds. The ball belongs to White River. Mackenzie Wyke and Gavin Thigh were the two that got tangled up on the previous play. Thigh faced him up and tried to do a three out front and put it up short. So now White River with a defensive stop, trailing by seven. It's Seiler. Out front right, back to Seiler. He'll pull up from three, and that shot is good. Joe Seiler with 11 points now in the first half, 20-16. White River has cut the deficit to four. And again, Lower Brule able to take a little bit of a breather as they walk it across half court. And now it's E.J. Londo with the basketball at the top of the key. White River will play that man-to-man. Batiste will run the screen and roll. Gets to the rim. Ball knocked free. It is stolen by White River. And here come the Tigers. Seiler on the move. It goes to right. Open look. The right corner. The three ball is money. Evanstein Wright with the three. That is back-to-back threes for White River. And it's a one-point game at 20-19. Here's Gavin Thigh on the drive to the rim. He will score. And Lower Brule ends White River's scoring run. 22-19, Sioux have the lead. 2:35 remains until the halftime break. Seiler from the free throw line. Shot is no good, and a foul is called. That is the third on E.J. Londo. And that will put Joe Seiler to the free throw line. The 6'4 senior starting to be a little more assertive offensively as we work here in the second quarter. This will be a two-shot situation, and for the Tigers, it is their first trip to the free throw line here in this first half. White River trails by three here. Seiler with the first. It's good. Checking back in is Lane Gray. As checking out, E.J. Londo is going to stay in the ball game. As checking out with Tate Elksoldier, but now we straighten things out. And Londo will check out and Elksoldier will be back into the ballgame. Joe Seiler finishes up here at the free throw line with his second free throw attempt, and that is in and out, no good. Kept alive by White River. Seiler from over by DeSmet, and the three is up, no good. And then a foul on the rebound is going to be whistled on White River, and that's on Evanstein Wright, and that is his third. And we will head the other way for free throws. A one-and-one situation for Lower Brule, and the Sioux perhaps struggling a hair offensively here of late. As White River will send Tegan Bauman into the ballgame, the 5'11 sophomore seeing his first action of this semifinal game. Evanstein Wright will check out. Gavin Thigh at the free throw line. He'll shoot the front end of a 1-1. The Sioux are 4 of 5 from the free throw line in this first half. It's 22-20. Lower Brule leads White River. The free throw is up, no good. The Tigers will get the rebound. Nick Marshall will receive the lead pass as he brings it across the half-court stripe. They swing to the right side, or left side, rather. It's Bauman. Now Mackenzie Wyke at the top of the key as he'll work the crossover, but good defense there from the sophomore Lane Gray. Seiler at the point. Seiler to the rim. Off balance, shot good. Joe Seiler with now 14 points, and we're tied at 22 inside of 2 minutes remaining here in this second quarter. Here's Lane Gray down the lane. He'll go to the rim. That shot will rim in and out, no good. Seiler with the rebound, and White River will run. It's White. He'll fake. He'll fire, and he scores. And the basket's going to count, and a foul is called, and White River is back out in front. 24-22. The foul is on Gavin Thigh. That is his first personal foul. And Thigh and Wyke have been, they've been connected since that play at about the 3.5-minute mark of this second quarter. Wyke with a chance here to complete a 3-point play, and the free throw is no good. 24-22, White River, a minute 35 remains until the halftime break. And again, Lower Brule will slowly walk it across half court. We'll see if that screen and roll play comes as Batiste will work his way out. It comes to Thigh, and he makes a move and loses the basketball out of bounds. Turnover for Lower Brule. They're 6 to the first half. And we will see TJ Baird check in, and Tegan Bauman will check out. White River with the basketball, leading by 2 with a minute 24 remaining in the first half. It's 24-22. The Tigers will slowly walk it across half court. We have not seen them try to push the tempo of this basketball game. We've seen them try to run it the most part. They have not slowed it up like Lower Brule has to get settled into their offense. No pressure from either team so far. Here's Mackenzie Wyke down the lane. Shovel pass, Barrett, layup good. T.J. Barrett will score the two, and a big quarter for White River. They have scored 17 to Lower Brule's 10, and then White River with the four-point lead at 26-22. Brian LaGrosse Jr. to Lane Gray. Gray with the dribble from the right side to the left. He'll scoot it down low. Batiste, he's got position. He puts the shot up, and it's no good. Rebound, White River. Shot clock for all practical purposes is off, and the Tigers content to have the clock roll down here as the Tigers will play that catch out front. Mackenzie Wyke has the ball knocked away, nearly stolen. And we're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a foul called out front. It is on Gavin Thigh, and that will be his second personal foul. And I think at this moment you want to play defense, but I think that's a foul that you might want to hold until the second half as Thigh picks up his second. E.J. Londo with three. Lower Brule's got themselves in a little bit of foul trouble here as we've wound down in the second quarter. 26-22, White River leading. Tigers will inbound for the final seconds of the quarter as the inbounds comes to right. Now Marshall, double-teamed in the corner. Ball knocked away. It's loose. It's out of bounds. It's off the Tigers. And good defense there by Lower Brule. And the Tigers will go to their bench. Tegan Bauman checks in. Also back in the ball game, Mackenzie Wyke, he'll work against Gavin Thigh. With 8 seconds, 7, 6, Thigh will try to drive, gets into the lane, the help comes, Thigh puts a shot up short, rebound White River, and the Tigers will go to the locker room with a four-point lead at 26-22. Our scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre, including Wheatheart post pounders, a used fair manufacturing bale processor, Crustbuster seed tenders, and much, much more. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. It is 26-22 White River. Our halftime report from Buy Right Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
State basketball tournament time, and that usually means South Dakota is in for more winter weather, but it also means that spring is not far away and that the golf season will be here before we know it. Congratulations to all Central South Dakota SODEC 16 winners from Dunes Golf in Fort Pierre, and good luck in the state tournament. Dunes Golf, 1 mile north of Fort Pierre on Highway 1806. Find info at golfdunes.com. They're taking applications for clubhouse attendance. Call Cullen at 605-222-3867.
This broadcast of high school sports is brought to you by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support the area youth in all their school athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you've been looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, contestants, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag, Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in South Dakota. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pier with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. We welcome you back to the Barnett Center on the campus of Northern State University in Aberdeen as we bring you a semifinal matchup in the State B basketball tournament involving area teams as the White River Tigers and Lower Brule Sioux, who have played for three consecutive years here at the State basketball tournament. Back in 2021, White River won fifth place, defeating Lower Brule 74-72 in the semifinals yesterday. It was, or last season, we should say. It was 86-83 and three overtimes. Lower Brule earned a berth to the state championship game as they defeated White River. This one has been a chess match so far that has been an up-and-down affair. Lower Brule had a nine-point lead with about 4:40 remaining in the first half. But White River was able to come back on a scoring run, and I think they scored 17 points, outscoring White River 17-10 in that second quarter, and they have the lead now at 26-25. That nine-point lead by Lower Brule at the score, it must have been 20-11 at one point, and it was a 13-0 run, if I have it figured right, by White River, that got themselves erasing the deficit, got themselves the lead. It was a bucket by Lower Brule, and then a bucket by White River, and then a bucket by Lower Brule. That was the last bucket of the first half as White River was able to go to the locker room with a four-point lead, 26-22. We look at, the statistics first. White River, 11 of 20 from the field, shooting 55%. Lower Brule, a team that shot 75%. In the first half against Castlewood yesterday, the Sioux just 8 of 23 from the field, shooting 35%. Both teams with 13 rebounds. And defensively, both teams have used that as their calling card. By the official statistics, White River with 11 first-half turnovers, Lower Brule with 8. As we look at individual scoring for Lower Brule, all five starters have scored, led by Brian LaRoche Jr., 6 points. Lane Gray with 5. Gavin Thigh with 4. E.J. Londo with 4 points. Tayshawn Batiste with 3 points in the ballgame for Lower Brule. Lower Brule in a little bit of foul trouble. E.J. Londo had to set for a portion of that second quarter after he picked up his third personal foul. Gavin Thigh with 2 personal fouls as well. For White River, they are led by the senior Joe Seiler with 14 points. T.J. Barrett with 4. Gavin Folkers with 3. Evastine Wright comes off the bench. He hit a 3 for the Tigers. Mackenzie White with 2 for White River. Tigers go to the free throw line 3 times. They were 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Lower Brule, by the way, with 4 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. We mentioned the 11 White River turnovers. And for the Tigers in foul trouble, Evastine Wright, he has 3 personals. T.J. Barrett with 2. Again, we are bringing you live video on our website, on the KPLO page at our website, drgnews.com. And for full coverage of the high school boys basketball championships, for updated bracket scores and photos, visit sdpb.org/basketball. All of the games will be broadcast live as well on television, Class AA on SDPB 1 TV, Class A on SDPB 3 TV, and Class B on SDPB 2 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDHoops23. Our halftime show brought to you by the folks at Buy Right Seed. And it is 26-22. White River leading. Tigers will have the basketball when we start the third quarter. Let's break for 3 minutes on KPLO.
When it comes to expert technicians who know compact equipment and the same parts and fluids used on the Bobcat assembly line, come to Riverview Power Sports, I-90 exit 260 in Owacoma. They will pick up and deliver and have a mobile service truck to come to you. Get financing as low as 0% on select compact equipment. Some restrictions apply. All roads lead to the Riverview family in Owacoma for the service, sales, and satisfaction you deserve on Bobcat equipment, Chevrolet vehicles, along with Sylvan and Smoker Craft boats.
Congratulations to the Lower Brule Sioux boys basketball team on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. The Golden Buffalo Casino is a proud sponsor of the Lower Brule Sioux and this broadcast on 94.5 KPLO. Everyone at the Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of your accomplishments this season and wish you the best of luck in the Boys Class B State Tournament. Play hard and make us proud, boys. From your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule.
C&B Operations, your John Deere dealer in Chamberlain, appreciates the many young people and educators who are role models and leaders in high schools, universities, and technical schools. They're glad to support students enrolled in sports and other student activities. These students are the future of agriculture. C&B works to exceed their customers' expectations and be your John Deere dealer for tomorrow, always involved in local communities. Go to DeereEquipment.com, see how they can help you with your farming operation. C&B Operations in Chamberlain, doing what it takes to make your farming operation more productive and efficient.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends with breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
Starts the second half with a Joe Seiler free throw line jumper that makes it 28-22 as we are underway here in this third quarter with John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle in the A tournament out west or in Sioux Falls. It is Hamlin leading Dakota Valley. That is a 39-30 score. That is at halftime. Dakota Valley, if my memory's right, a 51-game winning streak. Here's Lane Gray for Lower Brule. He'll go to the rim and score a layup for the Sioux. Their first points of the second half, 28-24 is our score as White River leads a minute in to quarter number three. Here is Nick Marshall on the wing right side. Shovel pass to the corner. Mackenzie White. Bounce pass TJ Barrett down low. Working against Batiste. Good position defense there. Now Barrett has to make a move. Shot no good. Rebound loose. It will belong to White River, who will push it out top. Big collision out front, but Lower Brule will come away with it. Turnover for the Tigers. And here is Lower Brule to the rim and putting it up and in. Lane Gray. Gray will score the basket. 28-26. The White River lead is at two. And here's Joe Seiler out front. He'll drive. runs into three players, and here's an offensive foul. Seiler runs into Gavin Thigh, and for Joe, his first personal foul. And for White River, back-to-back turnovers here in this third quarter. And that will be their 13th turnover of the ball game. And the Sioux with a chance to tie or perhaps take the lead here with a three. Just three three-pointers made by Lower Brule in the first half of this ball game. And here is Gavin Thigh out front. Lane Gray on the wing, left side. They go down low. Batiste in the lane. Shot is up, no good. Batiste will get his own rebound and put it up and in. Tayshaun Batiste will score the two, and we are tied at 28. 5:40 remains in the third quarter. Seiler across the time stripe. He'll pull up for three. That shot is no good, and over the top of the backboard and out of play. And if either one of these teams have rested, and we mentioned it in the first half with Lower Brule, it is when they inbound the basketball. And neither team is ready and willing to use that full court pressure yet, but we know they both have it in their repertoire. As Lower Brule slowly walks it across half court. Gavin Thigh will work with it on the right wing, working against Mackenzie White. That has been a fun matchup to watch all game long. Thigh will drive, he'll fire, and the shot is good. Lower Brule back out in front, 30-28. 5:05 remains in quarter number three. And here's Joe Seiler across half court. Seiler will drive, he'll get to the rim, shot is no good. He'll get his own rebound, he'll put it up and score, but I don't think the basket's going to count. Ross Effling on the sideline will make the call. And the foul is on Brian LaRoche Jr. That will be his second personal foul. And it will be the first team foul of the second half for Lower Brule. And it brings us to the media timeout with 4:56 remaining third quarter. Lower Brule 30, White River 28. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
The Dakota Indian Foundation and Dakota Plains Gallery and Gift Shop are pleased to support the Lower Brule Sioux basketball games here on KPLO. We're proud of your dedication and achievements and how you represent the Lower Brule Nation. Good luck, and be sure to stop by the newly remodeled Dakota Plains Gallery and Gift Shop located on Main Street in Chamberlain, where we feature authentic Native American gifts. Ask about the scholarship program and visit us online, dakotaindianfoundation.net. Join us in preserving the culture of the Great Sioux Nation.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep, they have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at carswapchrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
In trouble, the number one seed in the A tournament. According to the scores that we received, they were down by nine at halftime at 39-30 to Hamlin, but they have come out and scored 12 in a row and lead 42-39. Here is White River on the inbound. They get inside. Evanstein Wright will score the two. He just checked in at the ball game, and we are tied at 30. And here is Lower Brule down low. Batiste to the rim. Shot is up good. Tayshaun Batiste will score the basket. He has six in the ballgame. Make it seven in the contest. 32-30. We work to the halfway mark of the quarter. Here's Nick Marshall on the move. Marshall, double coverage, swings it out front. This is Wright, wide open. Three ball is money. Evanstein Wright with five in a hurry. And it's 33-32. White River back out in front now. Working to the halfway mark of the third. Lower Brule across half court with a little bit more urgency here. Thigh, now LaRoche Jr. as they operate left side. LaRoche will drive, step back. The jumper is good. Brian LaRoche Jr., 8 points. His first two of the second half. And it is 34-33. Across half court, Marshall to the corner right. Back to the top of the key now, Nick Marshall, as he'll leave it off for Seiler. The three is taken. That one is offline and no good. Rebound hustled down by White River and back out front. Seiler will attack. Nice pass. Baseline, TJ Barrett. And White River will score again, and they're back out in front. 35-34. Seesaw battle here in this third quarter. Thigh will drive. Marshall with the defensive play. as he blocks the shot, and here come the Tigers. Seiler off of a Barrett screen, but Lower Brule will switch up. Seiler with the matchup. Delando, they go to the corner. Fulkers for three. That shot is no good. Offensive rebound, Barrett. TJ drives inside. Ball is knocked away and stolen. Turnover, White River. Here is E.J. Londo to the rim, and his layup is good. E.J. Londo's first basket of the second half. 35-34, White River's lead is one. We are inside of 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. White River, Nick Marshall on the wing right side. Screen out front by Barrett. Marshall will drive. He'll fake. He'll fire. Puts a shot up short. Loose basketball tipped. It's out of bounds. Last touch by the Sioux. And White River will get an opportunity here. As they unload on the, or well, inbound. Baseline left. 14 on the shot clock. That Marshall shot attempt did not hit the rim, apparently. And so now Marshall will look to put it in play as it comes into Barrett. Now Marshall, deep left corner, will work the dribble back to the top of the key. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Seiler with the dribble. His pull up, good. That was not an organized play, but it worked as Seiler puts the ball in the basket to make it 37-36. Here is a three. Brian LaRoche Jr., that is up and good. 39-37 White River as we work to the two-minute mark remaining in this third quarter. Seiler to the wing right. Back across court with the skim pass. It comes to Nick Marshall. Marshall in the lane. Marshall with the pull-up. He'll score. And we're going to have a timeout taken by White River. I could use a deep breath anyway. Minute 53 remains, third quarter. 39-39. White River and Lower Brule are tied. This is a full timeout. We'll break for 30 seconds on KPLO.
The Lower Brule Sioux Tribe is a proud sponsor of the Lower Brule Sioux and this broadcast on 94.5 KPLO. Congratulations to the Lower Brule Sioux boys basketball team on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. We're proud of your accomplishments this season and wish you the best of luck in the boys' Class B state tournament. Play hard and make us proud, boys, from your biggest fans at the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe.
Hey, if you had Fairlight Dickinson or Farley Dickinson in your NCAA bracket, you were one of those 698 people that still have an active NCAA bracket. Currently, they are leading Purdue 32-31 at halftime. Just thought you ought to know. This is a good one. Another classic from the State B basketball tournament. They went three overtimes last year. Lower Brule prevailed 86-83 in the semifinals. This one is living up to the billing. 39-39 is our score. Lower Brule is led by as many as nine. White River had a six-point lead at halftime, 26-20. Or 26-22 at halftime, but it was 26-22 before Lower Brule scored last to end the second quarter. This ball game is a long ways from over as White River uses their first timeout of the ball game. Mackenzie White will work defensively against Gavin Thott. Here's Brian LaRoche Jr. He'll drive from the left elbow. Shot is no good. Rebound to loose. Batiste has it, and he'll send it back out front. Shot clock was reset. So Lower Brule has some time. Here is Lane Gray working. Pass inside Batiste. Shot is up good. And he has been the X factor in this ballgame for Lower Brule. He has 9 points, six of them here in this third quarter. 41-39 Lower Brule. Minute 18 remains in the third quarter. Seiler with the basketball on the wing left side. They go down low. This is Marshall. Shot is up. No good. Batiste with the defensive play. Here comes Lower Brule the other way. It is Thigh on the move. Thigh to the rim. Kicks to the corner and back out front. LaRoche Jr. will try to operate, but Nick Marshall with good position defense. And since they have time, Lower Brule will reset things. To the right wing, Gavin Thigh. Screen from Londo up top. And Thigh will drive. Tries to go inside to Londo. They kick it out to LaRoche Jr. The three is no good. Rebound White River. Foul on the rebound. It's going to be called on Lower Brule. Tayshawn Batiste with his first personal foul as he pushed on Joe Seiler. And Lower Brule commits their second team foul of this second half. White River with just one. So we're a long way from the bonus at either end, and we start to see perhaps just a little bit of full court ball pressure here as Lane Gray will meet Joe Seiler at half court. Now it is Marshall. 31 seconds remain in the quarter, about 23 on the shot clock, so you would expect Lower Brule to get another possession here. Marshall on the wing left, the three taken, it rattles in and out, no good. Batiste with the defensive rebound, and now Lower Brule will push it across half court. Here's Brian LaRose Jr., 12 seconds remain in the third quarter, Lower Brule 41, White River 39. And here is LaRose Jr. for three, it's no good. Rebound, White River. Seiler tries the three. That one is partially blocked and well off the mark and no good. And that brings us to the end of the third quarter. Scoreboard brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 41-39 Lower Brule. And we're back for the fourth quarter in 1 minute on KPLO.
The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is a proud sponsor of Lower Brule Sioux Boys Basketball. Congratulations on an outstanding season. The KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule is the place to stop for fuel. Needing a snack? They've got them. And pick up hot food items from the kitchen Monday through Friday from 8 to 8. That's the KWO Trading Post in Lower Brule. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Play hard and make us proud, boys.
Let's celebrate. What a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. 41-39 Lower Brule leads as we start the fourth quarter. Here is Elaine Green. Three from the corner. It's good. Lower Brule 44. White River 39. And we are underway in the fourth quarter. Here's Nick Marshall for the Tigers as White River will work out front. Marshall, Seiler, good defense there and a whistle and a hold. Foul's going to be called on Lower Brule. They had Marshall or Seiler double-teamed out front. The foul's going to be on Brian LaRose Jr. It will be his third personal foul. The foul trouble we talked about with only three fouls called in the third quarter kind of becomes a non-factor, but Evastine Wright still has three personals for White River. For Lower Brule, Brian LaRose Jr. with three personals. E.J. Londo with three fouls as well. And here is White River with a new shot clock going to work. Marshall in the lane. Pull up is too strong and no good. Rebound Lane Gray. And Gray will circle around, slow it up, and Gavin Thigh will slowly work it across half court. And if there's any time that Lower Brule takes a little bit of a breather, it's when they get this offense set. LaRose Jr. up top, working against Evastine Wright. He'll drive, he'll fire, and he'll score. Brian LaRose Jr. now has 13 points, 46-39, a seven-point lead for Lower Brule. They led by nine in the second quarter. Here's Seiler on the move. That shot is up good. Joe Seiler down the left side of the free throw line. He puts it up and in. He scored 20. 46-41 Lower Brule. 6.5 minutes remain, and dare I say regulation. As they work with the basketball out front, Lower Brule, Gavin Thigh on the move. Thigh to the lane, nowhere to go, and the ball thrown away and stolen. Here is White River on the run. Marshall up the floor to the wing left side. Now Seiler calls for the basketball. Marshall will give it up. Seiler with the three ball. That one is up, no good. The rebound battled for and out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called on White River. The foul will be on Evastine Wright, and that will be his fourth personal foul. Team foul number two of this second half for White River, and a timeout taken by Lower Brule. This will be a full timeout with 6:08 remaining. Lower Brule 46 and White River 41. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today. Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
They're in the third quarter today, Sanford Premier Center. We mentioned Dakota Valley trailing at halftime 39-30, but they are in control now, 52-43. About 2 minutes remain in the third quarter as Dakota Valley tries to continue that winning streak and a date with destiny in the state championship game tomorrow night in the State A boys basketball tournament. Here it's 46-41. Lower Brule, the Sioux with the basketball. Shovel pass inside. Tayshawn Batiste will lay it up and in. Batiste with 8 points in the second half. 11 points in the ball game. It's 48-41. White River, every possession starting to get more and more important as we go down the home stretch. Seiler on the move. Dribbles it off his own foot. Loose basketball. Kept alive, but no. Diving for the basketball with Gavin Folkers. He got control of it and tried to get rid of it, but as he did, he slid over the half-court line and right on top of it, Jeremy Michelson. The right call made. He went over and back, and it will be a turnover for White River. They're 15th of the ball game, and Lower Brule has it. As they will work out front, Gavin Thigh against Mackenzie White. They'll clear out for Thigh, and he'll think about the screen out front. But that's defended well by the Tigers. Now Thigh will drive, gets rid of it, gets it back. Thigh with the corner three. That one is up, no good. Rebound is loose. White River with it. Here is Marshall on the move, crossing half court. 48-41, White River trailing Lower Brule. Seiler up top has the ball knocked away. Good defense from E.J. Londo. Seiler out front. The three ball is no good. Tayshawn Batiste with the defensive rebound for Lower Brule. And again, Lower Brule will walk it across the half-court stripe, being as patient as a person with a team with a seven-point lead can be. They cross half-court. Here is Lane Gray out front as he works against Gavin Folkers. Gray thinks about the crossover, gives it up. LaRose Jr. on the right side swings it back to the corner. High post, Batiste, and a whistle and a foul on T.J. Barrett, and that will be his third personal foul. And if you're White River, you're at the point of the ball game, as we are going to have the media timeout here with 4:14 remaining. But I think you're at the point where you have to start overplaying and start trying to defend those passes, and the fouls are probably going to come quickly as we go down the home stretch here in this fourth quarter. 4:14 remains fourth quarter. Lower Brule 48, White River 41, and let's pause for 30 seconds. This is the semifinals of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament on KPLO.
Most people think because I'm, well, vertically challenged, that I never played high school basketball. I played guard for the O'Neill St. Mary's Cardinals. You just didn't see me guarding anyone over 6 foot. I'm R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gusta Ops and Bowie Foods. Former UCLA coach John Wooden put it best. There's no substitute for work. Worthwhile things come from hard work and careful planning. Good luck to the area coaches, players, and cheerleaders from the Gustop convenience stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres. Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Of course, we are bringing you video and audio online on our website, drgnews.com, on the KPLO page. As Lower Brule inbounds it, Gavin Thigh, Ryan LaRoche underneath the basket, loses the basketball, but White River trying to commit the foul defensively, but Briavan Thai gets away from the defense and goes to the rim and scores and make it 50-41. Halfway home here in the fourth quarter. Here's Nick Marshall with the basketball out front, screened by Barrett. Marshall will drive, kicks to the corner. Now it's Seiler on the right wing. He'll drive, he'll fire. Shot is no good. Rebound, Lower Brule. And they are getting the defensive stops. Long pass. E.J. Londo will score the two. And it's 52-41. Lower Brule enjoying their biggest lead of the ball game. And White River takes a timeout. And of course, for full coverage of the high school boys basketball championships and for updated bracket scores and photos, visit sdpb.org/basketball. All the games will be broadcast live as well on television. The Class AA state tournament on SDPB1 TV, the Class A tournament on SDPB3 TV, and Class B on SDPB2 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDHoops23. White River using their second timeout. They'll have two timeouts remaining. Lower Brule has used a timeout as well. They have four timeouts remaining. But right now, Lower Brule, who has been held scoreless through this third quarter, needs to find an offensive answer. And right now, this Lower Brule defense has been able to force perimeter jumpers. And those shots have come away empty for White River. Lower Brule's just had a little bit more energy to get the basketball inside, and they've been able to score some easy baskets as of late. This is a big possession for the Tigers here with 3:28 remaining. 30 on the shot clock as White River will look to inbound on the side. It is Marshall. Now T.J. Barrett back to Marshall. Nick will try to work out front, and a whistle and an offensive foul on Nick Marshall. It will be his second personal foul. E.J. Londo sold it, but the offensive foul will be the 16th turnover of the ball game for White River. And Lower Brule will, again, get the chance to work with the basketball. Brian LaRose Jr. will bring it out front. Lower Brule, or White River, really has no choice but to go out and chase defensively. Gavin Folkers working out front against Lane Gray. Gray will give it up. Brian LaRose Jr., he'll drive. Leaves it to Gavin Thai. 14 on the shot clock. Thai working against Nick Marshall. The screen by Batiste, but White River switches up well. Here is a free throw line jumper that is up no good by Thai. Rebound is loose. Ball is loose. Lower Brule comes away with it. And the Sioux with another chance to work the clock a little, and a timeout taken by Brian LaRoche. Lower Brule takes the timeout with 2:42 remaining. It's Lower Brule 52 and White River 41. This is a full timeout taken by the Sioux, but we will break for 30 seconds. This is coverage of the semifinal round of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament on KPLO.
State basketball tournament time, and that usually means South Dakota is in for more winter weather, but it also means that spring is not far away and that the golf season will be here before we know it. Congratulations to all Central South Dakota SODAC 16 winners from Dunes Golf in Fort Pierre, and good luck in the state tournament. Dunes Golf, 1 mile north of Fort Pierre on Highway 1806. Find info at golfdunes.com. They're taking applications for clubhouse attendance. Call Colin at 605-222-3867.
And we should say congratulations to Lower Brule Superintendent Lance Whitty, who during halftime of this game this evening received a Distinguished Service Award from the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Lower Brule works here with the basketball. 2:42 remains. 52-41. The Sioux with the basketball. The possession arrow points toward White River. Four team fouls for the Tigers, three for Lower Brule. But a basket or two for Lower Brule would put them in business here, and the keep-away game will work just as well. Shot clock at 15. Out front at his thigh. He will drive. He will kick to the corner. A three is good. And that's Lane Gray. His second three of the second half. 55-41, Lower Brule. Seiler from deep. That rims in and out, no good. Rebound, Evanstein right. That putback won't go. And Lower Brule comes away with it, and a foul committed in the backcourt by Nick Marshall. And this is the point where White River is in as Marshall picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Tigers, and another timeout taken. This will be a... Are they going to have a bench warning? Thought maybe White River was going to take a timeout. And now White River will set up full court pressure as Lower Brule will inbound it. Gavin Thigh working against Joe Seiler as he brings it across half court. 2 minutes remain here in the fourth quarter. Here is Thigh on the move. Bounce pass, it comes now to Gray, and another three. That one is up, no good. White River will get the rebound, and here is Joe Seiler. Up the floor, it comes to Marshall. He'll go to the rim. Shot is no good, and the rebound is pulled down by White River, and that could do it. As Brian LaRoche Jr. out front almost almost lost the basketball, but he got away, gets to the rim. Shot is up and good. And that's the marshmallow on top there. 57-41, Lower Brule. 1:18 remainder. Seiler from deep. Shot is good. And a timeout taken by White River. This will be a 30-second timeout taken by the Tigers with 1:14 remaining. 57-44, Lower Brule. And we will take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
This broadcast of high school sports is brought to you by Ruman Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support the area youth in all their school athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you've been looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, contestants, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag, Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Remaining here in the fourth quarter. It's 57-44, Lower Brule leading. When we ended the fourth quarter, it was 41-39. Lower Brule had a 2-point lead. The Lower Brule defense has held White River to just 5 points here in this fourth quarter, and they are on their way to a berth in the State B Championship game. They'll take on the winner of the game coming next, Aberdeen Christian and DeSmet. Of course, Aberdeen Christian, very good season for them. They come in as the number 2 seed of the State B. DeSmet, the number 3 seed. They are the defending State B champions. As Lower Brule will inbound, facing full court White River pressure. And Marshall will steal it. Seiler with the 3. That one is no good. Rebound kept alive by White River. Lower Brule has it. And the Sioux will just bring it across half court. And now Marshall or Seiler with the ball poked free. It's loose, and we're going to have a jump ball, and it will belong to the Tigers. And that will be a turnover for Lower Brule. And by my statistics, that is just their 10th turnover of the ball game. That might be their first, maybe their second turnover of the second half. 57-44. White River has 2 timeouts remaining. Lower Brule has 3. They will wipe a little perspiration off the floor. And that gives time for Lower Brule, who have some fouls to give here. They're not really going to have to give up anything easy at this point. So they'll apply a little pressure, not necessarily to force turnovers, but just force White River to take a little bit more time. Something that White River does a lot, by the way, folks. Both of these teams have played, all in all, have played pretty well. Here's an Evanstein right 3 that is up, no good. Rebound Lower Brule, and the Sioux will bring it across to half court. A nice move out front by Lane Gray. Or Brian LaRoche Jr. gets the basketball across to half court. LaRoche Jr. will play keep away. White River will chase, and then a timeout is taken by the Sioux. A 30-second timeout taken by Lower Brule with 28 seconds remaining. It is 57-44, Lower Brule. Let's again pause for 30 seconds. This is coverage of the State B-Boys Basketball Tournament on KPLO.
When it comes to expert technicians who know compact equipment and the same parts and fluids used on the Bobcat assembly line, come to Riverview Power Sports, I-90 exit 260 in Owacoma. They will pick up and deliver and have a mobile service truck to come to you. Get financing as low as 0% on select compact equipment. Some restrictions apply. All roads lead to the Riverview family in Owacoma for the service, sales, and satisfaction you deserve on Bobcat equipment, Chevrolet vehicles, along with Sylvan and Smoker Craft boats.
Inbounds the basketball with 28 seconds remaining. The starters will remain in the ball game to bring this one home for Lower Brule. For the second straight year, they will be playing for the State B Championship. As the shot clock winds down, I would not be surprised to even see Lower Brule take a shot clock violation here as the inbounds comes in. And now we're going to have a technical foul called. I think it's going to be called on Lower Brule as the they'll let the officials converse. And they're going to call it on Lane Gray, the technical foul. And this is all academic at this point as Joe Seiler will get to shoot a pair of free throws. These will be the first free throw attempts for either team in the second half. Seiler puts the first one up good. Make it 57-45. Not sure exactly what happened. Brian LaRoche Jr. was handling the basketball, and when the shot clock violation came, he threw the ball high in the air. And I think what White River was wanting was a delay of game call, but it wasn't LaRoche that the technical was called on. So we can only speculate what happened there, and White River with it. Seiler fakes the three, steps to his right, fires another three that's up good, and there's your ball game. 57-49. Lower Brule is victorious as they knock off White River. And for the second year in a row, the Lower Brule Sioux will be playing in the State B Championship game. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment in my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Post game is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Congratulations to the Lower Brule Sioux Boys basketball team on an outstanding season and making it to the state tournament. The Golden Buffalo Casino is a proud sponsor of the Lower Brule Sioux and this broadcast on 94.5 KPLO. Everyone at the Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of your accomplishments this season and wish you the best of luck in the Boys Class B State Tournament. Play hard and make us proud, boys. From your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule.
C&B Operations, your John Deere dealer in Chamberlain, appreciates the many young people and educators who are role models and leaders in high schools, universities, and technical schools. They're glad to support students enrolled in sports and other student activities. These students are the future of agriculture. C&B works to exceed their customers' expectations and be your John Deere dealer for tomorrow, always involved in local communities. Go to DeereEquipment.com, see how they can help you with your farming operation. C&B Operations in Chamberlain, doing what it takes to make your farming operation more productive and efficient.
The Dakota Indian Foundation and Dakota Plains Gallery and Gift Shop are pleased to support the Lower Brule Sioux basketball games here on KPLO. We're proud of your dedication and achievements and how you represent the Lower Brule Nation. Good luck, and be sure to stop by the newly remodeled Dakota Plains Gallery and Gift Shop located on Main Street in Chamberlain, where we feature authentic Native American gifts. Ask about the scholarship program and visit us online, DakotaIndianFoundation.net. Join us in preserving the culture of the Great Sioux Nation.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
Final score as the Lower Brule Sioux improved their record to 22-3 now. White River with the loss, it drops to 20-5. They will play for third place tomorrow night, and again for the second year in a row, the Lower Brule Sioux will play in the state B championship game, taking on the winner of the game upcoming. The matchup here between Aberdeen Christian and Dismet. As we look at this ball game, seesaw battle throughout, a game that was tied 7 times, the lead changed 9 different times. White River's biggest lead was 16. That was early in the third quarter. It looked like they had a 6-point lead early in the third quarter. They led by 4 at halftime, 26-22. Lower Brule had a 16-point advantage. That was with a minute 20 remaining fourth quarter. White River hit some buckets down the stretch, but the Tigers went a long time without scoring. And in fact, they were inside of the 4-minute mark of the fourth quarter before they scored a point in the period. They went 3 of 12 from the field in the fourth quarter, according to DRG Media Group Sports Director David Burrell, who was keeping stats at home. And the Tigers, with an offensive dry spell, wind up going 20 of 46 from the field, shooting 43%, but just 35% from the field in the second half. We talked about Lower Brule struggling from the field in the first half, going just 8 of 23, but they go 16 of 24 from the field in the second half, wind up going 24 of 47, shooting just a hair over 50% in the ball game. Both teams with 25 rebounds. Turnover-wise, White River with 17 and the Lower Brule with 12. As we look at individual scoring in this ball game for the Tigers, they were led by the 6'4 senior Joe Seiler, who had 28 points tonight. Evastine Wright off the bench was next in line with 8 points. TJ Barrett with 6, 3 for Gavin Fulkers, and just 2 points for Mackenzie Wick, and 2 in the contest for Nick Marshall as well, a total of 49 for White River. The Tigers went to the free throw line 5 times. They were 3 of 5 from the free throw line. And as we mentioned, the 17 turnovers by the Tigers in the ball game this evening. For Lower Brule, again, 3 double-figure scorers, similar to what they were yesterday afternoon when they defeated Castlewood. Lane Gray with 15, Brian LaRoche Jr. with 15. Gavin Thai with just 8 points in the ball game. E.J. Londo with 8. Tayshawn Batiste with a big performance. He really was kind of the difference maker as we went through the third quarter. Batiste with some big buckets. 8 second half points. He finished up with 11 in the ball game. The 6'4 senior in double figures for Lower Brule. Lower Brule did not attempt a free throw in the second half. They went 4 of 6 from the free throw line. And by the official statistics, 12 turnovers in the ball game. Lower Brule led 12-9 in the seesaw battle in the opening quarter. Lower Brule gave up the lead. Big run put on by White River in the second quarter. They led 26-22 at halftime, but Lower Brule outscores White River 19-13 in the third, led 41-39. They did not give up the lead in the fourth quarter and again held White River without a bucket until deep in the final period, and they win this one by a final of 57-49. Time for our big play of the game, and our big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, you look at the big play of the game. Well, it had to be that fourth quarter where Lower Brule outscored White River 16-10, but holding White River without a bucket for at least 4 minutes. I think it was more closer to 5 minutes in that third quarter before White River scored a point to try to whittle away, which at the time was a double-digit deficit. That defensive effort for Lower Brule gets them to the state championship game for the second year in a row. And our play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Our player of the game is next. We will reward a player of the game from each side because we can, and we'll do that next. And it's brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
As you're getting ready to stack the deck for the season, do you have the ace in the hole card? What's the ace in the hole card, you ask? Tribar from CHS River Plains. Tribar is the first of its kind ortho-ortho-EDD-HA chelate, the first fertilizer additive specifically designed for broadcast phosphorus application. Tribar from CHS safeguards your costly fertilizer investment, prevents phosphorus tie-up, and amplifies nutrient availability to maximize your crop yields. Contact your CHS River Plains agronomist about Tribar today.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees. Let's talk about the Lower Brule Sioux performances. First of all, 15 points for Lane Gray, 15 for Brian LaRoche, but we're going to go with Tayshawn Batiste as our player of the game. Those 8 second-half points were very big, and not only did he do a good job scoring the basketball, but again, the defensive effort, he was a big part of it, especially on the defensive glass. That turned out to be the difference. He'll have a big challenge tomorrow, whoever they play, and whether it's DeSmet or whether it's Aberdeen Christian, they have a lot of size up front, and he will be counted on to do the same thing he did tonight. And Tayshawn Batiste of the Lower Brule Sioux is our player of the game. On the White River side, well, they were led by Joe Seiler. 14 points in each half, 28 points in the ball game, and he is the player of the game for the White River Tigers in the contest here tonight. And we'll name one more player of the game from each side tomorrow, as we'll have both of the evening contests from the State B tournament tomorrow here on KPLO. Of course, we had live video this evening. We'll archive that video on our website, drgnews.com. And of course, we'll have video and audio on our KPLO page at drgnews.com. We will do that tomorrow as well for both contests. As you can tell your out-of-state friends and family that they can tune in on the KPLO page at the website, drgnews.com. And, of course, for full coverage of the high school boys basketball championships and for updated bracket scores and photos, visit svpb.org/basketball. All of the games will be broadcast live as well on television. Class AA on SDPB1 TV, Class A on SDPB3 TV, and on Class B at Class B's tournament is on SDPB2 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDHoops23. One more look at the scores that we can get from you or for you from the A tournament. Dakota Valley, they were down at halftime according to the scores that I received, but they came out and on fire in the fourth quarter, or in the second half, and they ran away from Hamlin. 77-63, the final in that ball game. Elk Point Jefferson and Sioux Falls Christian are up next. Nearing halftime out in Rapid City, of course, in the Mountain Time Zone, Yankton and Sioux Falls Jefferson. It is Yankton with a 20-10 lead over Sioux Falls Jefferson. Lincoln and Mitchell will be the late-night game at the Summit Arena at the Monument in Rapid City. Of course, Pier will take on Harrisburg tomorrow. That will be the 2:45 game, the fifth-place matchup from the AA tournament. And Brian Oakland will have the call of that contest on River 92.7. That will come your way with a 2:15 Central Time pregame and the tip-off scheduled for 2:45 for us on KPLO. If you missed the scores from this afternoon, Castlewood down Faith 59-49, Byberg-Hurley down Ethan 56-42. The Longhorns and the Ranchers will play for seventh place. Faith versus Ethan tomorrow at noon. Castlewood and Viberg-Hurley play for fifth at 1:45. At 6 o'clock tomorrow night, White River will take on either DeSmet or Aberdeen Christian. And Lower Brule will take on the winner of this matchup between Aberdeen Christian and DeSmet tomorrow for the State B Championship. We will have both games tomorrow on KPLO, 5:45, with our pregame show tomorrow on KPLO. This playoff game was brought to you by KPLO, its advertisers, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. And, of course, it's more important than it is right now. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you on your way home from the game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you that buckling up is the best way to save your life in a crash. Do it for your family and friends. You've got some place to be. There's some really wicked road conditions throughout the state of South Dakota. SD-511, a good place to check out road conditions before you hit the road to and from the games. And, of course, we thank the folks at the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety for their safety reminders throughout the sports season on KPLO. And, of course, our coverage of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament brought to you by the folks at Bowie Foods, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Byrie Brothers, the First Dakota National Bank of Chamberlain, the KWO Trading Post, the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe, Car Swap, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, by the Dakota Indian Foundation, C&B Operations of Chamberlain, the Golden Buffalo Casino, Riverview Chevrolet and Bobcat, by Rumen Ag and Dunes Golf. Coverage of the semifinal round of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament also brought to you by Sweet Pot Spot America, by Krogman Law Office and Cherry Todd Electric, the Roundup Bar and Grill, the Wigwam, and the Dakota Prairie Bank. Coverage of regional high school sports throughout the season on KPLO brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Golden Buffalo Casino, Buy Right Seeds, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Venture Communications, Kimball Livestock, Titan Machinery, and Wagner Auto Company of Pierre. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle from the Barnett Center. We bid you all a very pleasant evening.